There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with great low prices on decorations inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees to light up the living room, outside lights and playful inflatables that bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors lost 98-94 on the road against the Dallas Mavericks in a game that obviously the Raptors should win. Mavericks are the worst team in the West, although they are playing better of late, but still playing better for them is like getting to around 500 in a month-long stretch of play. It's not like they're a good team at all. But tonight, the Raptors didn't come out strong. They didn't really have it from the get-go. They missed a lot of open shots. It's not something really to be get that upset about, really, because like clearly the Raptors are a level above the Mavericks, and the Raptors, you know, you can't even say they haven't been taking care of business against these terrible teams, because like they had won what, like 11 of their last 12, like on a 6-game winning streak and stuff, and mostly against bad teams too. So, you know, it happens. The Raptors still had a chance to win this game, of course. You know, they only lost by 4. Some questionable officiating obviously came into play, although realistically the Raptors didn't have much offense going and they still shot 32 free throws. So, you know, I'm not really inclined to go there with the officiating, although there were a couple of calls. But, you know, it comes down to the Raptors not having it tonight. Like, they obviously weren't sharp from the get-go. Like, they went to JV in the post a lot. He was like 1 of 6 to start. They were force-feeding him for no reason. JV recovered well and he had a strong finish to the game, don't get me wrong, but you know their offense didn't really make sense. DeMar DeRozan, fresh off that player of the week nod, 8 points, 3 of 16 shooting. I mean, all that gassing up DeMar really didn't work out tonight. And you know, a lot of open shots, but they couldn't hit them. 30 of 89 shooting from the field tonight for 33% shooting from the field. Only hit 10 threes on 31% shooting. It was a rough night. And you know what? The only reason the Raptors are in this one is because, well, the Mavs are pretty terrible, but also because the Raptors' defense was good. Second half, I mean, they only allowed the Mavericks to score 13 points in the fourth quarter. They had like an 8-minute run where the Mavs didn't score at all. And it was only snapped in like 2 minutes off by J.J. Barea, who, you know, I mean, I'll talk about him a little later on, but it was just a frustrating night. There's obviously things you can nitpick from, of course. You could probably ask questions of, you know, why is Fred VanVleet playing so much? I don't quite understand that one. Sorry about people in the background. It's a mini family vacation. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. Man, Norm Powell obviously was just tremendously awful. Like, he had so many open shots, and he forced his offense so much, and he was just ultimately just really, really bad. But, you know, like, when your stars don't show up, when your stars don't come out to play, and DeRozan has been the most important player for this team this season, and he tonight at 8 points, 5 assists, 3 of 16 shooting, like, you're just gonna have a hard night all around, and that's what happened with the Raptors. You could also nitpick the fact that the Raptors went to Serge Ibaka in a pick and pop a lot down the stretch, and you know, Ibaka had open shots, but man, is that the guy you want taking an important shot? I don't quite know. Of course, you know, we would be saying differently if Ibaka made the shot and the Raptors got the result they're supposed to get, but you know, still, when you draw it up on paper, you're probably not giving Ibaka the three, a semi-contested three with the game on the line. But yeah, it was a trash game. It's hard to pick out stars for this one, so I'm just gonna skip that one altogether. You know, like, I don't know. Obviously, the game after Christmas, there's a bit of lull, whatever. I mean, it's a lot like the Raptors have these games, right? Like, they've had these disappointments where you know, like the Clippers game. This is a lot like the Clippers game, right? Like, there wasn't like JV was getting it nonstop, although JV in the second half was getting it a lot. There was not that one guy that was getting it nonstop, but like, it's just like, you know, the Raptors offense, it's really good, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. I mean, like, you can go back and watch the review of this game. There's a lot of open shots that people were missing. Like, Kyle Lowry dropped like 5 assists in the first quarter that he should have had because people just kept missing layups. And like, it's like, how do you explain some of these things? It's hard to explain. It happens in the NBA. It happens, whatever. You know, it happened in the Suns game. They happened to pull out the result in the Suns game. But, you know, I don't think it's something to overreact to. Obviously, it sucks because they have a tough back-to-back coming up with OKC, who are playing much better of late. OKC just got a big win over Houston. They're fired up. And, you know, they've just been chilling at home. So the Raptors had to play a second half of back-to-back. But, I mean, you know, like, they should just do better. I guess the Raptors should do better. Of course, they should sit on this loss. Ruminate over missed calls or whatever, but ultimately you're just gonna have games like this in the NBA. It's not a big deal. You could clearly tell by the sound of my voice I'm not that concerned, although to be honest I was kind of in and out of this one. I wasn't watching every key detail, but a lot of people are frustrated. That makes sense. I get it, and it's not to excuse them or whatever, but like, this team's earned your trust. Like, just chill. Just chill on this one, all right? We'll see what happens against a real team, against the OKC, a team where, you know, the Raptors don't have an excuse of just like, all right, you know, we didn't come in sharp or whatever. We will see what happens in that game. But, this one was rough. This one was rough. I don't know what else to say, but it was just rough. They couldn't score at all. Like, their defense gave them a great chance. And against a team like the Mavs, you really just need to play good for like 5 minutes. And the Raptors couldn't do that. For some reason, they couldn't do that. It's a disappointing result. That's pretty much all there is to say about that. What else is I going to say? I didn't even write 10 things for this game because, like, what a shitty result. But I don't know. There's just nothing really to take away from a game like this. Like, there was just so out of character. Like, the one thing I'm interested in is like, okay, so CJ Miles and Bebe Nogueira came back today from their respective injuries, and then Miles only played 10 minutes. Now, if you look at the box score, Miles is minus 16 of those 10 minutes, so maybe it makes complete sense, but from what I was watching, it wasn't like he was doing anything wrong, anything whatever. It's just he wasn't getting shots run for him and stuff, and the Raptors were, I don't know, it feels like on a night where they're struggling to create space in the paint. Because that's ultimately what was happening. The Mavs collapsed in the paint really hard. They did a great job of contesting twos and things around the rim. Left a lot of open threes. Raptors couldn't hit those. It's like, all right, if you generate open threes, why don't you have CJ Miles out there? But instead, we have, you know, Van Vliet, who... This fascination with Van Vliet is a lot. Like, I get that he's great at helping on a post-up. When the big picks up the dribble and he, like, turns around to shoot and he, you know, Van Vliet's always there to, like, flash in and get a steal, but aside from that, what are we doing? Like, you know, like, are we sure we don't have better players than Van Vliet to close out the game? Like, I love Van Vliet. He's done a great things for Raptors this year, but what are we doing there? I'm not really sure what Miles is supposed to be doing. And then also Powell. I mean, like, Powell is playing so poorly. I feel like he's hurting the whole bench. Because, like, they're got to be losing confidence in him. Like, Dwayne Casey isn't necessarily losing confidence because he's putting Powell out there, but the results of late have been shockingly bad. There's a stretch today in the fourth quarter where he was just missing literally wide open shot after wide open shot. And, you know, the Raptors kept going back to him. That's cool. You want to maintain his confidence. Obviously, he's been an important piece. But a game like tonight, like, man, you just got to sit one out, man. You're hurting the team. And it sucks to say that. It really does. I love Powell, but you're hurting the team. And, I mean, ultimately, all that stuff comes secondary to the fact that, you know, one call here or there. I mean, there's a Lowry three and whatever, but like, whatever. All these things could have changed the game, and ultimately, what could have changed the game is if DeMar wasn't shooting 3 of 16 from the field. As a leader of this team, he's got to do better than that. And I thought Wes Matthews did a great job with defending him, but like, it's not like we haven't seen DeMar cook Wes Matthews before. It's just, and it's not like they have great guys guarding the rim. Like, that's the weird thing to me. Like, tonight, Raptors couldn't score at all at the basket, and that's strange because like, who on this team is protecting the rim? Is this Salamedri, who, by the way, snapped on Serge Ibaka for nothing, literally nothing, and somehow they called double text? Like, refs in this game were terrible, but Yeah, man, it was. Just don't take anything from it. Let's see against a real test against OKC tomorrow. Let's see how they stack up, and then let's make a judgment on the team. But in this game, I mean, the Raptors had a true shooting percentage of 45%. It was ugly. It was ugly. Clearly, obviously, they're better than this. In terms of the Gerald Henderson Award, you gotta give it to JJ Barea, who was just completely torching the Raptors early on. And then he was the only guy that was really doing anything in the fourth quarter. Like, he was the guy, you know, he was the guy that hit a jumper to push the Mavs up five with like a minute something left. After that, just held them scoreless for a long time. And then Barea at the end of the game, Raptors, what, up three with like 35, or down three with 35 seconds. Barea takes on DeLon Wright and just cooks him with a reverse layup. Like, man, JJ Barea is like 5'2". Like, he's a human scab. Like, what are we doing? Like, we just really got cooked by him. It was, I don't know, man. I guess he's just the ultimate David. The NBA, he's the ultimate David. Like, he's just this random, scrappy underdog that occasionally has his good games, and it's, like, super lit for the Mavericks. But, yeah, I mean, getting cooked for 20 points by Barea is not something you want to see. Anyway, that does it for the podcast. I don't really have anything else to say about it. It was just a really shitty game. Yeah, sorry there was no recap pod for the 76ers game, but, you know, it is what it is. We will resume regular schedule programming on the 29th. Someone hopefully will cover tomorrow's game. Yeah, as for this one, just throw it in the trash. It belongs in the same pile as the losses to, you know, the New York loss and the Clippers loss. Like, it's just, it's a bad result. They should have won, and it didn't. It happens. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and happy holidays.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.